listening to Davinson. On the break, we had Many Moods of Black by Off the Pure Pleasure.
We still do.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I don't know why that happened. The Pure Pleasure Dance album. So, that's who you guys listened to on the break. Before we went to break, we were talking about my appearance on Arise TV, and then Pip crapped all over that.
so to speak.
Yes. You're the crap girl.
I am.
You certainly are.
I bring the crap. You've said that many times.
Many times. And what I love about you is you're always true to you.
I'm Scatwoman Crothers.
Scatwoman. There you go. So we said we would talk about this this comedy club in Barcelona that is now charging people per laugh. So do a little comics in the news. Haven't done that in a little bit.
Okay.
A little comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
What's so funny?
No, you know what? It's obscure. I'm just laughing at the way he did the timpani in that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know from timpani. Timpani is not my thing. You guys are the musicians.
Bong, bong. Bong, bong. Bong, bong.
Joe is a genius 19 seconds at a time. I tell everybody that.
That's really good. 19 seconds at a time. Well, but you're like an idiot savant.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, half of that.
I knew he was going to... I knew he was going to jump on that the minute it was out of my mouth.
Now his lady friend listening is 19 seconds at a time. It's 8 more seconds than I figured.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Really?
There's a reason why she becomes distressed, and it's not just him.
Do I really have to listen to this crap? I hate them!
Yeah, we haven't even met her yet.
I know.
All right.
Joe's smart in that regard.
She doesn't want to introduce her to the family.
Oh, they know about you.
I'm sure they think nice things about you, Pip, not so much about me.
No, I don't think so.
Stop it.
I'm sure not.
Well, it depends what mood Joe was in. Yeah. The many moods of Joe. Depends who he's giving more crap, me or Joe Cumia. All right, so like I said, there's a comedy club in Barcelona. They're experimenting with charging audience members per laugh, and they're using facial recognition technology to track how much somebody enjoyed the show.
That's cool.
So the software is installed on tablets at the back of each seat at the Teatrino Club. Each laugh is charged 0.30 euros with a cap of 24 euros. Takings are up. So far, this is working out. They're making more. They had to do this because they were having falling audience numbers because there was a new tax imposed, which was a theater tax in Spain, which raised all the prices. So they were having fewer numbers. So they said, all right, you come in for free, but you get charged per laugh. So they like it so far. So
who likes it?
The theater. The audience isn't complaining.
Huh.
The comedy club is doing all right. Do you like the idea as a consumer, Pip?
No, I think it's terrible.
Why?
Well, first of all, I would be sitting there feeling really bad for the comedians because I would be sitting there trying to be cheap and not laugh so that I wouldn't have to pay more.
I think that is a concern.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, there's going to be some prick biting the inside of his lip so he doesn't laugh.
You know that.
You know, it's like you want to go to a comedy show to enjoy yourself and laugh and think, ah, that's so funny. It's like, oh, shit. It's not funny. But
you really would have to have a stone face. You'd either have to pinch yourself or bite the inside of your lip because they have facial recognition. Then can you imagine arguing? No, that wasn't a laugh. That was a sneeze.
I know.
You're like arguing with the guy at the end to pay up.
I can only go there straight after my Nana's wake. I mean, what kind of enjoyment is that?
Right.
Nana.
You're supposed to go to a comedy club and have a good time.
Yeah.
But theoretically, if the comics blow, you get to see. I mean, you don't have to pay for that. With the old system, you do. If the comics suck, you still pay.
No, see, I'm like one of those. I have that secondary embarrassment thing. If somebody's doing something stupid, I feel almost as embarrassed for them as they probably for themselves.
Especially the show.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we all raced to that one, didn't we?
Low hanging fruit. Oh, yeah. That's what is this shitty like substance on this apple? Yeah. I'll leave the apple there. Ooh, Joe, this one's yours.
Ooh, look, stupid, found an apple. Let's run.
No, but the thing is, I would feel bad for the comedian. Like, they're looking at all these stone faces trying to entertain, and everybody's like, nope, not giving up a penny, nope.
Yeah, I feel kind of funny. You know?
Do you like the idea as a comic, Joe?
No, because basically it's going to be held against you as a comic.
It could be. It might be.
And I'll tell you why. You'll have a guy. There was a guy one night. Maybe table one or whatever one night. And he's just sitting
table
with
table one. Thanks for clearing that up, Joe.
Yeah, table one.
We wanted to know who was busting
table
that night.
The stage, Susan. So it's the first.
Leave a good tip.
$20. So anyway, but the guy was sitting there with a stone face, with his arm crossed. So, but at the end of the night, when you do the meet and greet, he comes up and goes, oh, "I had a really good time and stuff like that." And I go, "Boy, you have a hell of a way of showing it."
Really?
He goes, "No, I'm not a big laugh. I didn't really show, but I had a good time." So that there, you got a couple of guys like that. Now the club owner is seeing that. Those guys didn't really think you were funny. Yeah. Well, they were having a hell of a good time. They just don't show them. They don't express themselves
that
way.
Right. And you have this guy going, "Oh no, I had a good time. I just have bitchy resting face."
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Bitchy resting face.
Yeah. You've never
heard
something
of that? Like Sarah McLachlan, as one of them dames will come out to it at midnight. You know, this bitchy restless face. What is that?
Bitchy resting face.
Bitchy resting
face.
It's
when you're just sitting there, like you're in your car and just sitting there and thinking of nothing. Your face looks like you're so bitchy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you get a couple of those people.
Fibromyalgia.
What?
Who's that?
Fibromyalgia.
You ever seen that?
I don't know who this spokesperson for that is.
Fibromyalgia.
I don't know what he's doing.
Just having a stroke.
Some gal comes out.
Get him some help.
The pests will be happy. A couple years late, but they're happy.
Oh. Apparently, I'm not a big hit on Reddit either.
At least now you get a mention on Anthony.
Yeah.
Anything to our mention.
Tucker Thompson says, "I would make absolutely no money from the crowd." I don't know why you think that, Tom.
Tom's not a comic. No. He wouldn't have to make money from the crowd.
No, well, by that token, I'd owe them money.
You know, the whole thing, though, I could see why they're doing that, just to get out of the tax. You know, essentially it's a protest against the tax.
No, it's not a protest against it. They're making more money.
But
it's a workaround.
Workaround.
First of all, I agree with you. I don't like it as a comic. But I think as a consumer, you could argue, as a consumer, I might go, you know what, I like this because now I'm getting my money's worth. If I laughed all this time,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy for paying this amount of money. If I didn't think it was funny, now I don't feel like I'm ripped off.
There is something to say, though. I would wonder how much, like, is there a limit? Like, if
it's
up
capped.
To this point, it's capped?
It's capped at, I said that. It's capped at 24 euros.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part because that would make me feel a little bit more comfortable because I'm like, look, if I laugh 100 times, do I have to pay 100 euros? And this schmuck.
Yeah, my favorite comics day, I got paid $2,000 to see the show.
Yeah,
no, they have a cap, so, you know, which I guess the cap is over what they were charging before.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like, it's good because you are more guaranteed of, quote unquote, getting your money's worth. But, you know, the constipated broad next to you doesn't have to pay because, you know.
But, you know, in another good
we're
thing
both here.
For an audience member as a comic. Is if I'm in that show, and I'm tired, I worked a long day, whatever, and I gotta do the show. I'm not going up there and calling them off. I'm going up there and hauling ass because now there's like this thing going on that's judging me.
So maybe it ensures that
it ensures you're gonna get a good show. Because
I'll try.
But you know, I mean, as a comic, there are nights you always dig a show, but there are nights that you're like, you know, that you go to the club going, man, I'm gonna do some stand up tonight. And there are nights that you go up and go, man, oh man, my ass is dry. Like I was, you know, there was a night last week because it was really busy.
Don't say what.
I had a great set, but I wanted to go on because I wanted to go back and fall asleep.
Yeah.
I was very tired. But you know, but I had a good set. But you know, if this is, you know, this thing, you're not going to go up on stage and call it off. You're going to go up there and haul ass.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, if there are people like we said who are biting their lips, it can hurt the show that this is now in the room because comedians feed off laughter.
Yeah.
So now a comedian can go into like a death spiral because you know when nothing's working.
Right.
You start getting the flop sweats. You start forgetting your act and everything. Mm-hmm. And now
you start moving things. Like if you have a portion of your act, let's say you're at a 10 and you're doing like 30 to 40. If you're not feeling it at 10, you're going to go to a 30-minute point to grab something that usually works there and bring it up. Now you got to put it there. Now you got to rebuild the whole damned act on the fly. It's a federal case, but you do that when you get a situation like that. And the comic, it's not as a comic that on the top 10 things you don't like. That's pretty much up there at like 3.
Well, and think about the comedian that does a lot of crowd work. This is a disaster.
Not necessarily.
Wouldn't you think?
No, not really, because you're interacting with the people more, and when you get a more interaction with people, and even if it's a smaller show or something like that, you can get more of a reaction out of somebody if you're just doing straight stand-up.
But I think this would inhibit, possibly, clubs from hiring more thought-provoking comedians.
Yes.
And go gear towards more of the hacky guy doing the arms. Because the arms always gets a laugh.
Yep.
So you're not really going to develop new comedians. And, you know, you're not going to develop the Carlins.
No.
If you're going to have just road hacks come in and stuff like that.
Because that's going to get what you're gonna get.
Because that's what you're going to get. But if you're going to have a guy, you know, cutting edge guys that really with really smart material, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, you know? you're going to go for the least common denominator. So you're going to go.
That's
you're
exactly
have a bunch of, let's get her done. Yay!
And that's what you're going to get. Know? So and it's going to draw. You know, and there are going to be some people that are really fans of comedy that don't want to see that.
Right.
You know, they want to see more. You know, if that your tea is.
Yeah, well, that already happens in clubs. You know, where you know certain agencies just bring in the hacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and
I would imagine
those fans of real comedy stop coming.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
You want to see you got more in the vein of Louis C.K. or Louis Black or, you know, DePaulo or something like that. And they come in and they see, like, Larry Cable, the guy. You know,
right, right.
And don't get me wrong, Larry the Cable Guy is like a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know,
no.
I love his act.
Maybe we'll get to that tonight. I'm not sure.
But, yeah. right. Funny. But, you know, it could stifle that. The idea in general, I'm very mixed on it because basically I know they're doing it as a loophole in this tax law, and I do think it's very creative on the owners of the club. It's just that I think
they're entrepreneurs, Joe. Capitalism.
Okie dokie, that's fine. But
they're Tea Party entrepreneurs.
It's actually socialist country. It's Spain.
Yeah. But I think there's more cons than pros on this. Tell you the truth.
Well, if they're doing this, should the comedians be made aware of the laughs that they're averaging?
Yeah.
I think they should, too. I don't know if they are.
Believe me, they will be. They will be, because if you're doing a rebook, if you're doing a rebook.
There's some shenanigans going on here.
So Joe's being attacked. he's get a tissue, stupid. It's hanging off your face. Pip, can you groom Joe? I tried to do this non-discreetly, but he looks like a rabbit trying to waddle, you know, with the two paws over the face.
He's trying to lick his paws and wash himself off.
It's like he's curly right before he goes, whoop, 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 whoop.
It was just...
How's that?
It was fascinating.
Get the microphone in front of your face. No. You got it.
No, go
it was fascinating.
Was it a snot or
something? Yeah, it was a snot or something.
No. It was like a little fuzzy.
It was like a tissue.
Yeah, or something. But it was stuck in
I really didn't want to have this conversation, but...
But it was... We both stopped dead
Kong.
And stared.
Kong, and Grace is
he's
not
making
one
his
of his
hand signals that I'm not getting, and now it's turning into like he's doing YMCA.
You're doing the YMCA with the way your arms are flailing
about. You did a little cat bath, like right in the middle of the show.
But like I was saying...
Yes, Joe, get back to the point.
Well, I'm trying to. I gotta get out of that situation quickly.
Oh, that spiral.
But I think, you know, as the people say, the comics want to find out what they're going to get graded. Every time they rebook, they're going to hear about this.
But doesn't that go the same way as report cards, though?
It's the same thing. Yes, it does.
I don't give a shit about report cards. But I guess you can't.
Depends
report cards
if that's hanging on the if it's hanging on the booking. And like I said, I had a fight one a couple of months ago where they were, you didn't get a good report. And I spoke to the agent.
Right.
And I'm on the phone with the agent. He's got these stats and stuff like that. And he goes, no, you're doing pretty good. All right. Call the booker back.
Yeah.
And get the date. So you live or die by it. Some places you live or die by that. So if you don't think they're going to sit there with this damn thing and hold it over you, like if you're going and going, well, I'm a headliner and I want this, and they bring you in and they look at this thing.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when I rebook, they're going to nickel and dime you and bust your balls over the
whole thing. On the other hand, if a comic's really doing well and getting a lot of laughs per minute,
right.
Couldn't the comic leverage that to a pay raise?
They could potentially, because they could say, look at this. This is not subjective. This is objective.
This is scientific stuff.
Yeah,
and that's a very good point, because
that's
basically...
All right.
Anyway, why don't we get you satin pillows and we can have like the slaves fan you with palms?
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
It's about time I've been leading you in that direction for 3 years. Now it finally dawned on
you. Remember when Captain Kirk used to get captured and they put him on and they have palms and he's fed grapes? That's what he wants. But
who doesn't?
He wants to get down with the alien girl.
Yeah, you're
that's
right. That actually doesn't suck. Yeah.
Actually, the only one who ever wanted to feed me grapes was Belinda. She, every sexual thing, there was, we were eating grapes.
Real. Yeah, I think she saw too many episodes of Star Trek.
I don't know what it was, but at least she gets me.
I think she was secretly a green bitch. That's what it was.
She might have. Well, she won't wait. We know that.
Yes.
But yeah, it works both ways. I mean, if you're kind, you did, you know, and like you said, it's like, well, you know, comedy's subjective. Not with this damn thing. There's a computer, you know, telling you, spitting out stats on this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's a two-way street. But I'm not that thrilled about it.
No.
I'm not that thrilled about it.
I think this would inhibit your storytellers. Like, you can never have, like, a... Storytelling's hard as it is. You don't have a lot of storytellers now. But a guy who has one-liners would be getting more laughs per minute than a guy who does storytells. Now, a guy who storytells might get harder laughs, like real guffaws, belly laughing, tears in the eyes, but if it's just on the average number of laughs, that doesn't even count.
Well, like I said, if you book Cosby in that room, that thing, I mean, Cosby's an icon, but that...
Well, it couldn't be Cosby. It would have to be somebody Cosby-esque. But, it couldn't be a name.
He'd be too busy trying to figure out which girl he can slip the date rape drug to. Mm-hmm.
That's a real story.
That is a real story.
I know.
What's that?
We covered it at one point.
I said he'd be too busy trying to figure out which girl slipped the date rape
drug
to.
Yeah, Cosby allegedly raped some girls.
You see, you put it in the Jell-O pudding. And you put... Sorry, I'm trying to interject a little comedy in this. I beg your pardon.
And now it's Yosemite Sam that it morphed into?
I wouldn't do you something. My voice can't handle that.
Oh, true.
By the end, it wasn't Cosby.
Well, that's because...
Well, I'm working with a damaged voice.
You're working with a damaged brain, but usually we work around it.
Really, face it. He was working with a damaged presence. Not presence. Damn. Precedent.
So what do you think? What do you think about it?
Look at you. Get us out of this barrel. Joe is learning radio right there. Boys and girls. You just saw Joe Curry get this.
No, instead of sitting there and yelling and starting to fight, stay with him. No, what do you think? Let's get back to topic. Let's move on.
Look at Joe trying to be a polished turd, if you will.
Turd? Okay.
Tom's talking about the grapes, and he says somehow that'll get messed up, and Joe will get fed pineapples anally. That's a picture.
Can you play the song?
As you wish.
Shut up!
What are we going with here? Let me
I want the Christmas song.
I
want Tommy to start getting into the spirit of things.
All right, let me
pineapples.
Find
really, really pineapples, Tom. All right.
You don't want to be anally wrecked by a pineapple.
All right, there's an artist singing now. Joe went for the big guns. We have many. We even have customized punishment songs for Tom. Joe requested. This to her is worse than the shitscapade she witnessed. Laura.
And let me tell you something. Mike, talking to Mike again. Everything is. My volume in my headphones are usually down, and I'm like, I like that in certain situations
right
like
now,
this.
Yes. Lisa says, why do we all have to be punished?
Because I don't have individual chat rooms,
Lisa. It's like the jelly donut on Full Metal Jacket. Hey, Santa, you'll listen.
Tom is claiming, he says, what's funny is that they think this is a punishment to me, laughing my ass off. Now I'm just waiting
for Christmas to come. All right, enough.
No, we talked over anymore. Some of it. No, I can't take anymore.
Are you being punished?
Apparently.
Everybody has to suffer with this damn song.
You requested this one. I could have done like Sharpton or Convoy or something. I was actually looking for Julie Love, but you requested this one.
Lisa's breaking out the tequila. See what you did?
I don't care if she drinks. We're more funny.
Drink a lot, Lisa.
There you go.
All right. No, I'm not a fan of this. I don't like this at all. I think if
this hurts me more than it hurts you, is that what you're trying to say, Dad?
No, I'm talking about the topic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Don't look at me, dude.
Who's going to be in charge of her?
Usually we split. Whose day? Where's the calendar?
Going on vacation. I'm out of town.
Oh yeah.
You have pip duty this week. Yes. Bring her to your new friend's house.
Yes, sir.
Bring her to the compound. They'll figure out something for her.
Oh dear. Yeah, I have a feeling that would be involved there.
Kitty litter shots. Anyway. Well, she's...
All right. So what do you think, Deb?
No. I think it hurts comedy. I think it stifles creativity.
Yes, it does.
Because you're just playing to the lowest common denominator. Right. What do you think about the... this is interesting. To me, we're putting the club in now the position of recording... strangers' faces, audience, you know, citizens' faces. I don't really like that. No. I think that's a little violation of privacy.
I, as a potential audience member, I don't like the idea that they would be watching me and recording every movement on my face. But then again, I have sat in comedy clubs and I knew that it was being recorded for cable. And I
but it wasn't zoomed in right on your face.
At moments.
I mean, there's a chance at moments, but you know this whole time. Yeah. Whatever you do, if you get nacho cheese on yourself, or you pick your nose, or whatever, like
they're going to edit that out, I would hope.
But no, but somebody's watching this.
Yeah,
because they have to watch it per jokes per minute.
Maybe the maybe have you sign a disclaimer or something like that.
I'm sure they would,
but I would think that.
But
would
I don't want to go. You know, I don't want to go to a show. You know, I don't want to go to a show and sign a disclaimer to see how much time I smile. I think this is like obviously a niche thing. Where, yeah.
Well, no, they're thinking it might catch on because it's been so successful. Remember, it's all about the money, Joe.
I'd rather be hooked up to a cardiac catheter than be sat there and have them analyze how many times I laughed per minute.
Really? I'd rather be with the facial recognition.
Anybody know where we could get a cardiac catheter? I think I have an idea for the second segment.
Like, boy, oh boy. Thank God you don't run the club if you have to go with that route.
I know.
Everybody's going to have a car. You know, we're not selling out. There's only one person that shows up.
It's really popular with the CCU crowd.
Yeah, really. The bladder we have a benefit of a bladder cancer. Is everybody thinking, what the hell anyway? You know?
Yeah. Might as well get hooked up.
You know, we can only do some tests. Only one, do one fundraiser every year, you know, so it's hurting ticket sales the rest of the year.
Hold on. We're going to have a little break in between comedians for the MRI.
I don't like it. I think it's a little big brotherish.
I don't like it either. But the question is, could this be used in other areas?
Like what?
Funerals.
Funerals?
Right.
How many cries per minute?
How many cries per minute?
That's how you pay for the funeral?
That's how you pay for
the funeral. But how does that have to do with the funeral parlor?
You know, you want a really sad funeral. So if people...
You want a really sad funeral.
You don't want people... You know, it's because some people joke and laugh at a funeral. You want people crying their eyes out in front of that casket there. And you want, see, you want a gray room, and you want, sad-looking flowers, and you want the open-lid casket, and
you want to hire mourners?
Yeah, you hire mourners. You have the old Italian ladies in there. You got to have the casket locks in there so they don't hop in with the corpse, and you got to, you know, sad. You got to have a guy. You have a guy write a sad eulogy, and you have him up there. Everybody's crying their eyes out. And that's what you get paid, and that's what the funeral home sets up. And if there's people laughing and joking about the Knicks and stuff like that, well, you know what? Then you're going to take something off the money
or criticizing what you wore.
Yeah,
you know, that just cuts into the whole situation for some people.
Actually, one of the shows I did this weekend, it was a good weekend of shows. There was a bunch of people who worked at a funeral home. Which I think is a conflict of interest, because now, you know, why save somebody? You're just going to haul them off, and it's a twofer.
Well, that's like how many hospitals are set across from cemeteries. Don't tell me that there isn't.
And also,
kind of
one of the guys there, one of the firemen, was a farting champion. Apparently, there are farting
a
contests.
Farting champion.
Oh,
there are. I wasn't going to talk about that, but there's farting contests. And he's got
why wouldn't you want to talk about that?
I don't know. I mean, Pip kind of cornered the market on ass.
A farting champion.
Yes.
What kind of award do you get?
And what do you have to do for it?
I don't know.
And where would you brag about
that? I guess the trophy's sponsored by Beano and Firehouse.
And how was that brought up? Who goes, I'm the farting champion?
Yeah.
Who brings that up?
Somebody must have
an old fireman.
Really?
And they all knew he was a champion. There was other competitors and everything. And he was like there's like a fluffy fart and everything, I guess, which kind of tickles your balls on the way out. I mean, he had different names for things. The triple pump, which I guess was more like a... But, like, smell has nothing to do with this.
Just sound.
Really?
Yeah, it's really just sound.
You know, does he have a lifetime? Yeah, does he have
a lifetime supply? Where you stupid live. When I had to drive out to your...
you're all the way out there.
Yeah, all the way out there.
Wow.
Crossing bridges for fart stories.
Tom wants to know where he can sign up. He thinks he's a champion.
What was the town I was in? It was far along Island.
It's Quag. You said it was Quag.
Quag, yes, Quag.
That's
Quag.
Right.
It even sounds like a fart.
Quag, yeah.
Quag.
The girl used to call it Quog, but it's Quag.
Quag.
No, but a Quag sounds like it sounds like a farting competition should be held in Quag.
Yeah.
It does.
Wow.
There's an old recording about the about a farting contest. It's called the Crapitation Contest. You can look it up on Google.
I won't.
It's hilarious.
I'm sure.
It's very funny.
I'm sure. I think maybe this device could be used, like, for, like, if you want to see how good a porn movie is, like, you put sensors, like, around your crotch, and, like, if your junk moves, you know, you start rising to attention.
They've actually used that in scientific experiments. When they're trying to judge, like, behavioral science, and they're trying to see what excites people, like, they've done experiments on, say, you know, sexual molesters or, you know, people who are sex addicts, and they try to determine what sort of images or what sort of things, you know, stimulate them. They'll put
everything.
Sensors.
That's why they're sex addicts.
Yeah, you know. I know. It's like there's a lollipop.
There's shit in the stall. Suddenly, I'm excited.
Somebody excited.
Look, there's a straw hat.
Yeah.
I mean, I fine. No.
It seems like the sound of a flute.
I think that's a type of a fart too.
I like the silent but deadly.
Well, that's not a competition fart.
Wait a minute. We're talking about farts again?
That's a recreational fart.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know there was this categories.
Well, I mean, because it's based on sound, not smell, a silent but deadly does you no good. It's like you didn't fart at all to these people.
This guy must have a lifetime have a supply of subtle butt.
They should have, like, a smell category. Like, you know, if you have one that just sins the... Well, look at you. Like, it's... it would break the sanctioning bodies of this whole fucking...
Gas has been passed. Men have died.
Yeah, really.
Men have died.
They should have a portion for ones that'll singe your, you know, nostril hairs off.
Well, you know what you're wanting? You go to the firehouse in Quag and take it up with them.
Yeah.
I did 20 minutes of riffing on this, but apparently you have your own inputs.
Or outputs.
We made fun of farts.
All right, we did fart jokes.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back with scammer stuff. You are listening to Davin's, and we'll see you in a few.